With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent Donna Warder reports the Texas immigrant arrest law is temporarily on hold.
The appeals court put the law on hold ahead of scheduled oral arguments today, and it's not clear how quickly the next decision might come. Under the Texas law that was put on hold, once defendants are in custody on illegal entry charges, they can agree to a judge's order to leave the U.S. or face prosecution.
That's correspondent Donna Warder. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump has clarified his position on abortion. Correspondent Jennifer King with that report.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is suggesting he would support a national ban on abortions around 15 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion rights have been a galvanizing issue for voters, and Trump has refrained until now from embracing a specific limit, warning that it can backfire politically. In a radio interview Tuesday with 77 WABC's Sid Rosenberg for Sid and Friends in the Morning, Trump said, "People are agreeing on 15, and I'm thinking in terms of that." He also expressed reluctance on a federal ban, saying experts agree it's a state's issue and shouldn't be a federal issue. I'm Jennifer King.
An attorney for Donald Trump says he's optimistic an appellate review will lead to the Georgia 2020 election interference case against him being dismissed and Fulton County District Attorney Fonte Willis being disqualified. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee granted a request by defense attorneys to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision. A Georgia man scheduled to be put to death on what would be the state's first execution in more than 4 years. Willie James Pye, convicted of killing his former girlfriend 3 decades ago, is set for lethal injection this evening. This is SRN News. The influence of religion in this country is fading.
That's what most Americans say. According to the latest poll from the Pew Research Center, 80% of the general population believes that the role of faith in public life is diminishing. That's the highest percentage of people who think that since Pew started asking 22 years ago. The poll also reveals that a majority of respondents believe it is a bad thing that the influence of religion is on the wane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another religious conflict is stirring in Israel. In response to whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should be required to serve in the military, Chief Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef says if they force us to go into the army, we'll all go abroad. The forcefulness of this declaration is new, especially coming in the midst of a war. Ever since the State of Israel's founding in 1948, ultra-Orthodox Jews have been exempt from military service. This is SRN News. Israel is not ruling out the existence of terror tunnels beneath West Bank settlements. More from the Mediline's Felice Friedson.
Israel's security echelon is focusing its attention on finding terror tunnels beneath the West Bank. The structures under the Gaza Strip are formidable obstacles as they allow terrorist forces to move around in secrecy and inflict large numbers of casualties, often ambushing Israeli troops seeking to neutralize them. Although tunnels beneath the West Bank have not yet been discovered, officials believe the success of the elaborate arrays of tunnels beneath Gaza and Hezbollah-infested areas of South Lebanon make the use of them in the West Bank a natural conclusion. Terrorist groups have commandeered massive amounts of cement and other building materials intended for humanitarian use to build infrastructure miles long. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.